Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, be with us, all of us, Lord, and show us the goodness of God and the hope that we have in God with the Holy Spirit of God. We praise the holy name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Do you want to know what's coming in the near future? And how are we to prepare for it? Well, the short list is in the Bible, but it covers big topics. Now, the longer lists are available if you listen to some men or some institutions, but we all know the basic list of what we need: water, food, and warmth, and a community, whether it's a large or a small community. Now, these things are all good, but we also want a few personal items. They're all different for everyone. I mean, a guy would probably want a knife and a flashlight and a first aid kit. But other things are also good. We need to cook and we need to eat food. So we see the world having conflict and turmoil here and there. So there are things that we want to have on hand in case there is a war, even if it was on U.S. soil. You see, conflicts spread easily all over the world. And in every conflict, there are shortages that affect the people. It affects the countries, the families, and each person. So stock up now. Some people feel there is a need for security because people want to keep the things that they have. And other people feel justified in taking from people who have what they want. So that's the way of the world. And today, so many young people have learned that we are a part of evolution. And Darwin's theory of evolution speaks about only the strong survive. So we have taught our young people to do what they need to do to survive. And one day in the future, we just might wish that we had taught our children a Christian life principle with kindness and love of life and mercy. Well, time will tell and we will see. Just like when we look around at the world, we see different people have different ideas. And they might be coming to your land or your neighborhood, and you might not like that they are, well, maybe they're aggressive. Who knows? But they will be different from you if they're coming from another land. Well, we do have things going on, and we try to study either world history or the economy and try to get a grasp of where things are headed. Because things go on. And then we do also have people who say they have heard from God in a dream or a vision, and they tell us what they understand is going on. Well, the Bible does talk about some terrible world conditions coming up. And in the last 20 or so years, there have been maybe 10 people who have spoken in a prophetic way and said that China would invade America. And they also talked about Russia being a part of that invasion. Now, who do we believe? I can tell you who to believe. All I know is I've heard them say it. And when there are a number of people who say the same or a very similar thing, yes, I give it attention, but I don't know what to tell you. We do have so many people coming across our southern border and now our northern border. So this has been kind of going on for 30 years. And at what point do we notice that there is an invasion of our country? But I know that these things are going on. And it means that there will be events going on in the world and in America. And a lot of people are not happy with America. I mean, for instance, they think that the Americans have come in and taken what was the countries or the peoples. And so people from different countries feel like America has stolen the goods and resources from those countries. Well, it's a real hard thing to understand because a person who buys and a person who sells both have to reach an agreement, and that's the part of what goes on with commerce, buying and selling. Who are we to know what is right or what was right 20 or 50 years ago? I'm sure there are elements of exploitation and there are elements of fair trade. But when we don't know the specifics, it is hard for us to judge. Can we ask God to judge the events of the world? Of course we can, and probably we do. What is right when we make a trade for bananas or bauxite or iron ore or precious metals? It's all a matter of what two people can agree to, and I don't know their hearts. I don't know their situation. I don't know what it takes to get the materials dealt with and brought over to another country. It's kind of complex, and we have to rely on people's morality and how they apply God's word to what goes on. Well, in America, we have had a reputation of doing good things for other countries, other peoples. And sometimes it has been easy, and sometimes it has been difficult, and sometimes it has been military. So all sorts of things have gone on and will continue to go on. And Lord, we ask you to judge because it's kind of complicated when we have to. So, or maybe we do judge ourselves, but we must be careful when we judge other people, especially when they lived in a different time. Even though we know there is misbehavior, in fact, there is evil. And that's why we have laws that guide people to act in a principled manner. There have been laws over America and over England that have been based on Bible principles. And that has been going on for hundreds of years. If you look at the books of Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and you look at the Hebrew tradition, you can see from the beginning, Genesis, Exodus, and through the whole Bible, there are principles that we can learn from and are called to practice. So that's what we want to do. Read the Bible, understand what God likes and doesn't like, and then live in a way that is pleasing to God as best we know how. Well, I was just saying that there are principles of law in America and England that come right from the Pentateuch. That is Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So it's something that we can read and understand God's will as we read the Bible and try very hard, very much, to follow the biblical principles. But of course we know in the world there are things that go on too. Let me just say that there is the Black's Law Dictionary. Now the later the versions don't talk about it, but the earlier ones did, like from 50 years ago that I know. I was very interested and I bought one. It was very good and talked about the tradition of Bible in law and used the biblical citations to discuss why law was the way it was. Now, law is not the same anymore. They have different law, which would be case law and not based on early tradition, not so much. So the Black's Law Dictionary is a good thing to read, but it might not apply as much as we think. So today the world is full of tensions, and it is even full of destruction and fires and war. And so we get to figure out how to deal with all of this in the midst of the trouble that there is. some people even call the trouble tribulation, but I think that's going a little too far. Nevertheless, we have troubles, we have losses, and I think many of the people that I'm talking to, including myself, have had losses from that big fire. So, and a few of us did not have insurance, and that made it way harder. So we recovered with the help of family and friends, which is what I have been doing. Things are not easy, and yet we have the problems that we have, and God is helpful through them. We make prayers, and we see that He has put things together that we couldn't have. So we are thankful to God for everything. So the problems we have, we say, "Oh Lord, help us," and that's what we always seem to do. Lord, guide us. Lord, help us. And I think of a line out of Casablanca, the movie. And Humphrey Bogart said that our problems do not amount to a hill of beans. And even though we have huge losses, we still have a lot of good and wonderful things in our life. And we want to always remember to be thankful and not dwell on the difficulties that we have experienced in life. And yet, knowing there are troubles, we do want to be watchful and we want to be careful, because we know in this world plenty of bad things happen. Some of them are just plain awful. And there are... Okay, here, I'm going to tell you a story about a friend of mine who, oh boy, yes, I'll just quickly go over it. He was found dead about 20 miles out of Chico, and nobody knows how or what happened. And it seems that he had marks on his body as though he was hit, struck, and there were also drugs found in his body, not enough to kill him, just enough to kind of make him compliant. So there are things that are going on in the world that we don't want to have happen to us. So in the light of these things really and truly happening in our backyard, in our country, in the neighbor countries, in the countries all around the world, we get to see the things that are going on, and we want to protect ourselves from the trouble and difficulty that goes on. Now, we want to preserve our freedoms that we have in America, and sometimes we have to stand up just to keep them. Now, I remember the demonstrations that have gone on for this or that, and we do have demonstrations, and sometimes they make a difference. And lately, it doesn't, I mean, lately in the last 10 or 20 years, it seems like it has not made a difference, that the lawmakers do what they want to do, and they kind of ignore the loud speaking or demonstration of the people. So we are in quite a position when we look at the world around us and we wonder, how are we going to get through the troubles that we see coming? Well, I sure see them coming. I've been to plenty of places in the world. I see the patterns, and the patterns make me see that we're going to have trouble, whether you want to call it from a practical point of view or from a spiritual point of view, because America has done things to remove God from the country, and America has done things which are ungodly. God has said He doesn't like them, and America has either done them or made laws to make them legal. So, the way I see it, we are going to be in trouble, and so let's get some preparedness things together so that we can live through the trouble and be well enough to preach the good news of the gospel to people who would hear it. Now, we always have hope in life, and the hope is the hope of the gospel, and the Bible tells us how to be hopeful for the kingdom of God, and that's the kind of thing that we can tell the people around us about, including our neighbors, or people we don't know even. It just has to be the right time and place. And that is what we want to do as a people, as having that relation with God, Jesus, to listen to the promptings of God in our life and then obey them. I remember once about 30 years ago, I felt a prompting of God to go share the gospel with those people over there. I was in line. I just had to go up about 3 people, and I think they would have listened. But yes, I had the prompting in my heart, but I didn't do it. And it always has made me wonder ever since about what it would have been like if I had done that. Now, I was too shy. Oh, maybe I didn't know enough Christian stuff at that time, or Bible verse. I don't know what it was, but somehow I was too shy and I didn't do it. And Lord, I pray to be faithful in sharing the good news of the gospel through Jesus Christ with anyone who you ask me to. And there are people who have talked about God doing the will of God or speaking to other people about Jesus Christ. I think of that book, Tortured for Christ, by Richard Wurmbrandt. And he went through a time when he was bringing Bibles into another country. He's brought them into several countries where Bibles were forbidden. And they all have a testimony when they do something that God tells them to do. There's another testimony that is by Dumitru Dudeman, who was a Romanian pastor, and he smuggled Bibles into other countries and into Russia, and he has a huge testimony about how God has blessed what he had done, basically making him unnoticeable, or you could say invisible. The Bibles were in the back seat, but the guards didn't see them. He even said he had Bibles in the back seat, and the guards laughed at him and said, "Oh, you're a joker. Move along." Well, I just mean to say there are people who are protected by God's grace, and when they are doing the will of God one way or the other, things happen. And one day we might be doing that too. We might be preaching the gospel, or who knows, there are some people who are caught and tortured, and that has happened in China too, a lot. There's Brother Din Ying Du, and there is a pastor named Wang Wai. Oh, there's lots of people in China that spread the good news of Jesus Christ, but everybody has a problem, and just lately, China has made a new Bible and distributed it freely. And this new Bible is friendly to the principles of communism. So it very greatly minimizes Jesus and our Christian family. And it proposes the principles of communism. Very different. So we always have to be careful about anything that is rewritten or what we believe. That's a part of it too, and this is why it's so important for each one of us to know the Bible and to know biblical principles so that we can speak about them as they truly are. We are going to have more and more interruptions going on in life. Woo-hoo. Well, I just thought of the electronic interruptions. You know that with our internet and with the services that provide either communication or electricity or government services, there are great groups, big groups, that are trying to infiltrate the system in the United States to cause a chaos within that system. And people wonder, I mean, of course I do, if this chaos that is coming would be accompanied by an invasion of our country. And well, that's what has happened in the past with countries. It's a very normal way of having warfare done. So yes, don't be surprised if we have an outage of our communication or an outage of our electricity or lots of outages of our banking, of our water systems, of all of it. These are things which our government people have said that there have been efforts to infiltrate these areas of providing the essential infrastructure to Americans. So one day it could happen that something could go down, or a boat could run into a bridge. Oh, when you think about the systems, the backup systems, where that would not happen, and yet it happened. So what are we in for? Well, it sure could be a lot. I mean, when I think of, you can look it up. You can hear all the stories that I hear, too, about every student that has come over from China into America has had a course in sabotage through the PLA, the People's Liberation Army of China. So the students may or may not have listened to it, but they have all had a course in how to be a disruptor, a saboteur. And what will really happen? Well, I don't know, but I think of that FBI guy, director, saying that there are flashing red lights going off everywhere, and we must be careful. So we see that. We see things going on with artificial intelligence all over the place. Artificial intelligence and the people who have promoted artificial intelligence, like Stephen Fry and Elon Musk, have warned us that we probably should take a break from artificial intelligence because it could really disrupt our country. It could cause huge problems. Just today, this morning, I was on my smartphone and somebody had said, look, we have these stores closing. We have these fast food restaurants that only have artificial intelligence running them. There's no people in the store at all. And is that the world we are heading into? Well, it sure could be. It sure could be. So do you want you and your family, your children and grandchildren, to have a job? Or how long do you think we can go if the government provides welfare for every migrant and every young person who is unemployed? Well, we have a situation. And we have a government that wants to spend us into collapse. The government thinks they are doing a good job. They're our government representatives, and they are spending our money. It belongs to the people, and they are making laws and agreements in the name of the people. America is a country that has the people at its center, and its people are responsible for all of the debts. It's going to be quite something when there is a collapse, and nobody knows when that collapse will be, but there are so many people who talk about it, whether the economic people or whether it's the spiritual people. And there is widespread discussion about what will happen when America crashes. And if that is your concern, then have some supplies on hand so that you don't have to go to the store. Because if the crash is going to happen, like has happened to many countries, there won't be electricity, there won't be groceries, there won't be banking. There won't be fuel for your car or the trucks delivering anything. And you can look at the countries that have been, well, I'll call it conquered. Or look at when the U.S. Army went into Iraq. What did the Army do? They took over everything that was on the infrastructure. The roads and highways, the gasoline, the groceries, the school, the government buildings, everything that a society would need to operate, the government of the United States took over. And largely, the government destroyed the structure so that it wouldn't work. It fired the people who were employed in those essential industries for Iraq. So it's a known technique, and we can see that it would be practiced in any country. And whether those enemies are foreign or domestic, we know that that is the way a attack on America would be done. Knowing that, we all get to figure out what it is that we ought to have on hand. I often think of grains because grains last, oh, you can't say forever, but you can say they sure do last a long, long time, and there have been grains that are 50 years old that can be replanted. Oh, they are replanted, but they don't germinate very well. And that's how we get some of our ancient grains. It's all a matter of you look into it and you see what makes sense to you. Because at one point, you can be sure that there will be enemies to Christianity in America, whether they are foreign or domestic. And we see how enemies work. We can look at China and see what China has done to their so-called domestic enemies. There was the Falun Gong practitioners. Now, they weren't religious, but they were people who decided that they would obey their religion instead of the government. And guess what? The communist government did not like that there was a people who would obey something other than the Communist Party in China. So, they were put into camps, and there is testimony. You can look it up. You can look it up in the Canadian press, the newspapers. You can look it up in the United Nations subcommittees. You can look it up in correspondence from practitioners of Falun Gong to media around the world. Now, I've heard this for 25 years, and so it has demonstrated itself to be true as you followed it. So, what has happened to the many practitioners of the Falun Gong? Well, again, 20 years ago or more, they were put into camps, and they were turned into unwilling organ donors. And the organs were sent around the world. As I said, this is documented. Now, maybe it's not good enough documents for you, but it surely has been spoken by people who would get into great trouble or even be killed if their testimony was known to the Chinese government. So, all this stuff has been going on, and we can wonder what would happen here. And another little factor here we can kind of ponder and wonder about is all the people. Now, most of them have been Christian that I have learned about or listened to, and they talk about America being invaded by China and Russia. One on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. Now, there are variations of that theme and what happens and, oh, who those forces are from out of the country. And George Washington's vision said something about that, too, how there would be hordes of invaders that would invade America. Now, George Washington had that vision at Valley Forge. So, you know, it was a long time. And you also know that there is no video testimony of what he said happened. There's only people who heard and who wrote about it. So I don't know how you're going to judge if it's valid or if there is any truth to it or not. But it is there. You can hear it. You can see it. And I mean in its written form, or maybe it's on tape. But the thing is, it is there if you want to look. So the point is, we have things that are perhaps going to go on. Perhaps they will happen. And there's enough people who have said something about this kind of trouble and difficulty happening that we can only be prepared for it. What would you do if our country was invaded by a foreign army or by migrants over our southern border or students, the hundreds of thousands of students in this country going to our universities? Look, there are questions, and I don't mean I know the answers. I just know these are areas that we can question, and we want to make sense of what is going on, whether we get it or not. Now, I just said the financial situation of the country. Are we going to go into debt and collapse? We are already in debt, and our debt is so great that if we wouldn't borrow money, maybe, depending on how we consider the income and expense, we would not even be able to pay the electric bill at our government buildings. We are in debt by the trillions. And I think about how the average Social Security payment is $1,600. And the average payment to a migrant that comes across our southern border is $2,200. Well, I don't know if those numbers are true. I know they have changed from a year ago, but what the real numbers is, I really don't know. But you know that the migrants are getting money, and you know that Social Security has money that they pay. And when I have talked to people who I know and say that the average Social Security payment is $1,600, they just laugh. And they say, well, that's not my payment. It's not my payment either. My payment is certainly less than that. So it's hard to get by and struggle with the costs that we have. Well, and that's a good time for me to say, if you'd like to make a donation to Christ Today, I certainly would be glad for it, because it is a struggle for me to pay for the costs associated with Christ Today. If you want to send a check, that would be wonderful, to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. If there is something that you have in mind, by all means, write me and tell me. I also have a list of prayer requests that I put up right in front of me so I can remember to pray for quite a few people. So you can have one of those to me, too. Well, things are very interesting in our country. We are looking at all these things that could change quickly. Now, we can look at monthly numbers of what goes on with anything. Migrants coming into the country. Money is being paid out of the country. Money is paid to all sorts of people. $4 trillion in debt. And remember, how many seconds is that? 1 million seconds is 12 days. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. 1 trillion seconds is 32,000 years. So that gives you a grasp in seconds of how great our national debt is. Astounding. I don't know how we're going to get through it. In fact, I think it's going to collapse our money system, and then we will have to have a new money system, and it'll probably be digital, and I don't know how we're going to get through it. That might be the time when the Mark of the Beast system comes right into full view and is applied. And so many people wonder, how will I survive if I can't buy or sell? How will I get to work if I can't buy or sell? How will I see my children or other family members if I can't drive to where they are? See, there's all sorts of reasons for us to want to be a part of the beast system so that we can continue as we have. But we certainly don't know if that will even continue. We have things going on, and we're going to have to figure out how to get close to God, Jesus, so that we are going to be fed, just like the ravens fed
Elijah.
So we've got these things going on, and we know that money can change. And I think about in the mid-1990s, Mexico had a money devaluation, or revaluation, I should call it, where the money kept losing its value, and it would trade old pesos for new pesos. And the money had gotten so inflated that it would take 1,000 old pesos to buy one new peso at the bank. So we know the government has all these ideas. They know what to do if the money collapses, but we don't seem to know what to do. And we don't know what we should have on hand in case there is a collapse. Now, a lot of people say everybody should have silver on hand or gold on hand. Yeah, well, gold at, $2,300 an ounce? You can't take a gold in and buy your groceries. Nobody has change for a $2,000 bill. But you can take a silver coin in and ask somebody to change it or trade it to you for gold, for anything, for gas or groceries. It's just a question of what are we going to do in the midst of inflation and money changing. That reminds me of a story I'll tell you. I was in a toy store about 2 years ago, and I saw they had a bag of plastic pennies. 100 pennies for $3.99. And I laughed because 100 pennies is a dollar. But they wanted more than that for plastic pennies. And it's just an indication of what is happening to our money. Things are going to be continuing to decay, and we have to figure out how we're going to get through that. We also know that this is not a good time for jobs. For one, we have migrants coming into the country who want jobs also, and we want to have our pay continue, but the corporations want to pay us less. So we are in a real financial squeeze as things move forward. Apparently, everything is going to revalue. Things will get more expensive, things will get less expensive. And we kind of have to go along with it because we're not in charge unless we have some things of value in our own little area. So what is a value? I remember hearing people say, you can't eat gold and you can't eat silver, so why should you buy it? Well, you can buy things with gold and silver. And maybe you just need to buy things you can eat. Buy grains, buy a little oil, buy salt and sugar, buy spices. I mean, this is the most basic need, to have water and a water filter and food of different types. And it's not easy, but survival has never been easy. Will it be survival, or will it be a community helping one another? I don't know, but a community still has to eat. And so let's have some seeds be among what you preserve. Sure, it can be wheat seeds, it can be beans and peas, it can be corn. All these things are good. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to tell you what will last any amount of time. But I know that you are used to having certain foods, so you might want to grow those foods fresh. Whether it's lettuce or carrots or anything. Or, well, you kind of have to buy white rice, but that's something you can do. It's relatively inexpensive. And there's grains all over that you can get. You can buy potatoes that you can plant in the earth. There's many things you can do. But most of us are just going to wait until we are starving. And then we won't have enough time to grow the food. And it'll be quite a difficult situation. Oh, we won't even know how to grow the food. So that's something we can all keep in mind for what we want to have on hand. That's what we will want to do. No real answers to the whole problem, but we know that there are things that we can do. We just don't quite know what they are. But if you think, you will certainly be able to have a plan and act on it. I mean, that's what we do. We see the trouble coming, and the Proverbs talk about that. The wise man sees trouble coming, and he moves out of the way of trouble. Now, how do we avoid trouble? Sometimes it's having a bicycle to get here and there, and sometimes it's having grains and a grain grinder. We all look at things different, and we all have things that we can do in the midst of whatever is going on. And you know what's going on in the world. I mean, a lot of us do. We have things going on all the time. We have political people wanting to do this and wanting to do that. We have military people wanting to do this and wanting to do that. And so we figure it out, because we all need something, and do it in advance. Remember, it is better to stock up a year too soon than a day too late. And when there gets to be trouble in the world, the things we want disappear fast. So look around and see what you would do considering everything that is going on. There's always troubles, and well, there's a few people who tell you about the troubles. I remember just a little bit ago, like a week ago, there was on Tucker Carlson Tonight, there was Mike Benz, who was the director of the Foundation on Freedom, which is online, and he had an amazing presentation. It April 8, 2024. Again, Tucker Carlson Tonight, and it was an interview that was just so outstanding. It talked about how things are not what they appear to be, how there is control by government agencies of our social media and our social events. So he spelled it out, though, and most people could not spell it out, but because he was involved with our government so closely, he had these facts right at the edge of his words, and he could talk about them. So if you are concerned about what's going on with social media and government control, yes, look him up. Look up Mike Benz on Tucker Carlson, April 8, 2024. It was just amazing. And he talks about how the interaction goes between one group or another group, with the State Department, with the Department of Defense, with the CIA, with various groups, and global engagement, oh, especially with the Atlantic Council, which has on it seven of the past CIA directors. How interesting. Not easy to get seven CIA directors together, but they did. And we have things going on with Homeland Security and censoring the internet. Oh, that's what he talked about too, how the internet was influenced and censored, and how the people would believe one thing or another based on what we read or hear through the media. Very, very interesting. Oh, I just, obviously I like that interview a lot. And so I would suggest anybody with half an interest would look into it and read or listen to it, see what information there is about how our elections have been changed, how our information has been changed. And I still remember that attorney once who said in a meeting, "Let me tell you the facts, and then you can decide." And of course, he was an opposition attorney. And if you believe the facts that he tells you, then he will win his position. But you have an attorney too, just like I had an attorney, and that attorney had a different point of view. So that's a part of what we do. We look at the different points of view and make an understanding about what is going on and what has gone on. Where is the history of all this? Well, the thing about Mike Benz that was so interesting was also how he brought the facts together about how the elections have been manipulated. And that includes the 2016 election. And he spoke about the three-letter agencies influencing this and that, all for the purpose of controlling the election and having the person or the people that they wanted in public office put in by a manipulated vote. So, if you think you're free and you can do what you want, of course you are, but only in certain areas. And when you have a politician, a representative of you in office that can tell you what you want or what you will or will not do, will you spend $100 billion in Ukraine or in any other country? Our money is leaving this country by the billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars of your money. Have you voted on it? Have you spoken to your political representative? Probably not. I don't think so. And this is what is going on now. We are having a big controversy about what is going on. What do our political representatives represent for us? Well, we have things that are going against the will of the people, and you get to figure out if you will stand with it or if you will oppose it. And how will you oppose it if you can't vote? If you have no voting power because the votes are adjusted, isn't that the nice way of saying it? And that's another thing we can look at. Look at the elections around the world. I think the Philippine election is a good example of it. Ooh, look at the Venezuelan election. Look at the American election. Look at the input that has gone into the counties to change votes. Now, you might not believe that, but there is evidence, whether it's accurate or not, that is what we all decide. But look at where things are and where they have gone, and then you will get to figure out what you understand in the whole process. Things are not good in our beloved country. We have gone so far away from the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and our representatives in government, I think our founding fathers would be astounded and not very happy. So we want to make sure that we have a little bit of voice, because it doesn't mean we get what we want, but we get a voice in our government to overcome the controversy in our government and the violence and chaos that sure looks like it's coming. And what are we going to do about it? We want to protect our loved ones and the innocent of our family and of in our community. And so we need to stay active in what is going on. That is what we want to do. Stay aware. See what's going on. Make sure that nobody is sneaking up behind you. I mean, that is so obvious, but I mean sneaking up behind you politically and economically too. So look at strategy and be aware of it. There's that book called Sun Tzu, which is put together by a Chinese long time ago, and it is the art of war. And we can see that warfare is being used against us. So we get to at least be aware of it so that we can counteract it. We have troubles in this country, economically, socially, and the experimental drug problem is a problem too. There is the experimental COVID vaccine, for one. There is also the fentanyl coming across our southern border. It is such a huge problem. And it's in other countries too. From Asia to South America. You know, a lot of that fentanyl comes through Mexico. And now the drug cartels in Mexico, it is said that they are not allowing any cartels to sell fentanyl to people in Mexico, because people are dying in the streets in Mexico from the fentanyl. Of course, they're dying in the streets in America too. But isn't it funny that it would take a crisis in Mexico to do something about it, or to make it be recognized as a crisis? Well, I just said about the crises with the COVID vaccines. And that's something we can all look into. I certainly look at the Pfizer patent on the COVID vaccine. And you can look it up too. It's patent number 11075888, the letter B, and then the number 2. It's something which you can read all about, and you can say, this doesn't make sense, because I didn't know that the vaccine would communicate with cell phone towers. But that is what the patent talks about. And we get to seek out information, and believe it or not, I mean, there was always things that we didn't believe we could have. How about lasers firing at missiles and making the missiles blow up in the sky? Well, 50 years ago, we didn't believe that. And 50 years ago, we didn't believe that there would be a vaccine injected into people that could communicate with cell phone towers. Look, I don't know that it's really and truly true, but I don't know why they would have I only got to page 35 of that patent, but why would they make such a big patent on the vaccine if it was meaningless? I don't know, but you can look it up. You can read it for yourself. And it is number 11107588, the letter B, and then the number 2. It's astounding. Well, we have lots of information at our fingertips, and we get to decide what we are going to look into, seek to understand, and what to do about it. How do we act if we know that there are really people who are against us or even want us dead? And that is going on right now. Now, we believe in God, so we will act in a godly way, but it doesn't mean that we don't act. We act to protect the purity and the goodness of humans, of our family that we love, of people we don't know and don't love. All these things we are going to do as we continue to promote and speak and preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is certainly what we're here to do. So remember, you can always get in touch with me. And again, that's John Stephenson at P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And remember to pray for the many people around you, friends, family. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the churches. Pray for the good Christian people, or even the bad Christian people. Pray, pray, pray. There's hope for everyone. God bless you, and thank you for today.